The mayor of Springfield, Massachusetts, Monday marked the one-year anniversary of weekly public status reports on the COVID-19 pandemic. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno, who held his first COVID-19 update on March 16, 2020, and has not skipped a week since, began Monday's briefing with several thank yous, first to his department heads and their families, the news media for covering the briefings, and to the residents and business owners of Springfield.
We appreciate your continued understanding and your patience and your cooperation as we defeat this COVID-19.
When Sarno stepped in front of the cameras and microphones to deliver that initial briefing a year ago, there were no confirmed cases of COVID-19 as yet in Springfield. In the last year, the city has recorded 18,473 cases with 227 deaths.
And my thoughts and prayers and sympathies and encouragement go out to the affected families.
New weekly confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Springfield appear to have plateaued. There were 326 cases last week, down slightly from 391 the week before, and 414 cases 2 weeks ago. The number of new weekly cases is down 72% since a peak of more than 1,100 cases during the first week in January. But Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Colton-Harris cautioned the risk of infection in Springfield remains high.
So we are still getting positive cases in our city. Obviously, you've heard that Springfield is still in the red zone. And so we continue to need everybody to work with us in our city, all of our residents, to make sure that you are following good public health practice.
Efforts continue to vaccinate more Springfield residents against COVID-19. 59% of Springfield residents over the age of 75 have received at least one dose of vaccine, but only 8% of city residents between the ages of 65 and 74 have received a shot. The city has scheduled pop-up vaccination clinics in four city neighborhoods later this month.
We will be standing up different sites. We will have sites that will be permanent and ongoing. And when I say permanent, I mean for a couple of months so that people will know that those sites are there.
To promote the efficacy of coronavirus vaccinations and push back on misinformation, Sarno appointed a task force of medical professionals and community leaders dubbed the Springfield Vax Force. The group is holding a virtual town hall Tuesday night.
There are an amazing group of professionals that will be taking your questions and giving information.
The town hall will be broadcast on Focus Springfield Community Television and streamed on the Facebook page of the City of Springfield's Office of Communications. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.